Did you like that seaweed? No.
And welcome.
Did you like it at the end of it once yes. the water hit?
Yeah.
Good. Perfect.
And yeah, I don't have an issue with seaweed. It's just
the wasabi. Yeah.
Because wasabi, it's not a spicy that like hits you in your mouth.
Right.
It's one that hits your sinuses. Nose. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time I was dared when I was a youngin to eat, you know, like the whole yeah. like just nope. fucking. It was like this much wasabi. And I did, and I'm pretty sure I had fire farts. Fire farts. Name of the episode.
Yes.
Write down. Just kidding. Sorry. And theme song.
What's your excuse?
Hello.
And hello.
Welcome. Welcome. Okay, what's your excuse?
The podcast.
I am Megan.
And I'm Caitlin.
And
we're here on an early Sunday morning.
That's right. Usually we record later in the day.
Yeah.
Mike is very tired. I am very tired. Caitlin?
I've been awake since 4 a.m. So.
Caitlin's very tired.
Yeah. Just here.
So
I put some concealer under my eyeballs, you know, to try and lift them.
I didn't. I took all of my makeup off.
There you go.
So, well, except you can still see like the eyeliner down here.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Normal. Probably shouldn't have put my fingers in my eyes after eating wasabi seaweed.
Oh, right. I was like, oh, hand sanitizer. I see.
Yeah, well, I'll still use it.
Wasabi eyes.
Great. So.
Ouchie.
You want to talk about your week or my week first? You want to start out with the shit or the happy?
Yeah, well, let's go with you.
Yeah.
And then maybe I can lift the spirits.
Yeah.
In this world.
Yeah. Ryan told me you have a great story.
Yep. Very interesting thing happened.
Long story short about my week, we had to put my dog down. So that sucked. He started having seizures Tuesday morning around 2:45. Couldn't get him under control. One of the vets refused to see him.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that's even allowed.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, how are you a vet?
Yeah, it's like Ryan was like, it's like, you know, you got into it and it's like a doctor and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, never mind. I don't want the, like,
yeah, no, I don't want the
actual, like, yeah, just yeah. give me the common cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're fuck out of luck right now.
So we've been fighting it for about 4 years with his seizures. He took 15 pills a day. Yeah. And so this time he just couldn't snap out of it. It was rough. It's been a rough week. It has been absolute trash. And by the way, solidified my belief that I have no talent. So go ahead. How was your week?
You do have talent.
I'm just kidding. The hard part, here's the thing. Whenever I get disappointed, generally, my dog is there. Yeah. So when he wasn't, it was real fucking hard.
And he's your best friend.
Yeah. And not having him there to push me off of the bed every morning.
Like, get the fuck out of bed.
Yeah. I started sleeping with one of Ryan's pillows, like just behind my back, like pressed up as close as I could get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was not great. Not a great week.
I can't imagine.
Side note, fun-ish stories about work. The number of times I've had to say the phrase, you gotta find something to do. I don't care what it is, but you gotta at least, here's what kills
me. Just walk in circles.
Just look busy. Mm-hmm. I don't even care if you're actually busy.
Yeah.
But don't make me tell you to find something to do.
It's like when I wipe down the tables or like countertops whenever Rachel pulls up. I'm like,
oh, yep, better find something. Look busy.
Yeah.
And that's my whole thing is like, if I say something like, what are you doing? It's because
definitely
I know
not
you're
eating
not doing
a Big
anything.
Mac at the fucking counter. Hiding on your phone behind a rack.
God.
It's like when I used to hide in the racks floor. As a kid, you know, at Walmart.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Mom, we're in there.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't understand it. You're at work. Just do something because your day's going to go so much fucking faster.
Than
if
sitting
you
there.
Find something to do.
Yeah.
Just anything.
Because killing time makes 5 minutes feel like an hour.
And so Friday, I went to work. And sorry, I lost track of days this week.
Yeah.
Friday, I went to work and I told them, I was like, hey, heads up. I'm in a mood today. I've had a shit week. If I go to the back for a long period of time, it's because I'm crying. Don't come back there. Don't try and hug me. Don't try and talk to me. Just stay the fuck away from me. Mm-hmm. And this one coworker was just fucking around doing nothing. And I looked at her and I was like, hey, you listening to me? And I told him, I said, we had to put our dog down. And I said, so that's why I'm in a mood. So I'm going to be snippy. And I said, hey, are you listening to me? This bitch turns and looks at me and goes, yeah, your dog.
No.
Yes. I told my store manager, I was like, oh, I'm actually going to kill her today.
Yeah.
Oh, there was something funny that happened.
Okay.
I was at work that morning. All the managers are in the back having a manager meeting. Mm. And we get a phone call to the store. It's a coworker who's at the store. Okay.
Sorry?
Yes. And manager answers. I hear her go like, no, it's me. Blah, blah, blah. What do you need? Okay, bye. And then she looks at us and is like, hey, she has blood through her pants. She needs something and pants. She's a size whatever. And I was like, all right, great. So I take a pad and because that's what my manager hands me. I prefer menstrual cups, but I'm also not going to lend out my menstrual cup.
Yeah, that's so, probably not the most sanitary.
Yeah,
it's like when
you
people
know.
Ask, can I borrow a tampon? It's like, no, you can
I don't
fucking
want it back.
It.
Yeah, no, thank
that's
you.
That's yours.
Please don't rinse it off and throw it back at me.
So gross.
Too accurate. So I like walk to the bathroom and I knock on the door and she goes, yeah. And I was like, open the door. And she's like, it's open. And I was like, what? And she was like, it's open. And I was like, okay. So I opened the door. This bitch is still sitting on the toilet, pants around her ankles, looking at me as if I have brought her gold. And I was like, bruh. And I just like hand her the pad. And I was like, if you need pants, you need to go and find them. I'm not your personal shopper.
Yeah.
And get up off the toilet next time someone comes to the door. Like, and not like waddle to the door.
Yeah.
Like pull your pants up.
Yeah, her ankles.
Pull your fucking
it.
Pants up. And then
pull
like
your fucking pants up.
The next day I told my manager, I was like, here's the hard part is that now I'm in quite a pickle because I'm her manager. And now I've walked into her sitting on the toilet.
You've seen her vagina.
And in the, in the occasion that she gets fired one day, like, we're fucked. Because now I've just walked in on her in the bathroom.
Why?
Because, like, first of all, I don't trust this girl.
Oh, okay.
She seems very conniving. And I'm like, she could file sexual harassment claims.
Oh. She asked for a pad.
Mm-hmm.
This, I feel like that could be argued.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, there are enough witnesses to be like, no, she called and asked for a pad and then invited her in.
And then was like, come on in. Door's open.
Come on in. We're friends.
Water's warm.
We're not friends. But yeah, that happened. And then, that day she walked out of the bathroom. Apparently another coworker came to me and was like, hey, we need to talk to her about what is and isn't okay to say in front of customers. And I was like, I don't know why these are conversations that need to be had. We're all adults. And the girl tells me that she came out of the bathroom and said, motherfucker. And so I pull her to the back and I'm like, hey, we need to have a talk with our store manager. And I said, did you walk out of the bathroom and yell out, motherfucker? And she goes, no. I said I was cramping like a motherfucker. Which part of me was like, the audacity to look at me in the eyes and go, no, I didn't yell out, motherfucker. Get your story straight. I said, I'm cramping like a motherfucker.
There's some extra words in there.
Yeah, you missed it. I let everyone know that I'm on my period. And then I yelled out, motherfucker, in front of customers.
Jesus.
So, yeah. And then
a little bit dumb.
She also has a habit of like, she gets very angry whenever customers unfold things. Uh-huh. And I'm like, they're providing you job security.
Yeah.
Because working in retail, 90% of your job is cleaning up after people.
Yeah.
Refolding. But she'll be like, I already recovered that three times and they messed it up. And she'll like point to the customer. And I'm like, No, no, no. They're allowed to.
Yeah.
We don't pay them.
Yeah. Jesus.
So that's my week in a nutshell.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. It's unfortunate. It happens. And then people your motherfucker on the floor.
People your motherfucker.
But, okay, I've been waiting for a whole day. Ryan brought this up yesterday to me. He was like, Caitlin has a story. And I was like, well, what is it? And he was like, I can't tell you. I want your response to be organic. And I was like, well, how am I? I'm like, I need some preparation.
H.
He said, nope. Have I ever told you about the time I had to buy Preparation H?
No.
I will.
Wait,
after
yes,
your
you
story.
Did. Yeah. It was a guy. He knew you from high school, right?
He didn't know me. Oh. He just wanted to ask me about, like, did you go to this high school? That's where I went. When'd you graduate? Blah, 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 yeah. blah. And I was like,
he's just being weird.
Can I just have my asshole wiped so I can get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it on here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just wasn't sure.
I just had to rethink a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was a good
like
story.
Wasabi.
I'm so glad I waited for that story.
Buckle up. It's a long one.
All right. Here we go.
But it is.
Ryan did bring up. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, this one.
Ryan did bring up. He was like, yeah, Caitlin just talks about whatever on the podcast. You are a little more closed off. And I was like, that's because I'm scared. I don't want people knowing that much about my life.
I don't but give a fuck.
That's all right. No, good for you. More. I am Open very book. Impressed. I'm impressed by that. I am not that person. I'm that person that's like, you can know the very general basis of my life. You know I work in retail. You'll never know where.
Yeah.
Unless you go into that store.
Unless, and then you're like, hey, look, that's Megan.
I don't think a lot of our listeners are shopping where I work.
No, probably not. Yeah. They probably all hate us as a bunch of Karens.
I did get like 12 sweaters for like $10.
We love that.
Yeah.
It'll be real warm this winter.
Yep.
Warm winter.
So, story time. Go.
So, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Caitlin.
Okay.
It's very confusing.
Uh-huh.
She has been living in Korea, South Korea, for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Teaching English there.
Okay.
And she is back in Texas right now. First time in 2 years.
Cool.
So, she has been in Waco this weekend. And, you know, of course I was like,
you said South Korea, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the good one.
Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, she's been there. Sounds like she's having a fucking blast. They're like, they've got their shit together with all this virus stuff, too. Like, they were coming out of quarantine while we were just barely scraping the iceberg. Mm-hmm. So, they're good. But she, came here and we had a grand old time.
Side note, not that North Korea is the bad one.
Well, yeah.
Not everyone there is bad.
No,
just
no.
Before we get shit for it.
The government situation there is not the best.
South Korea is the safe one. How about that?
Yeah.
There we go.
So,
and not due to propaganda. South Korea is actually safe.
Yes. That is correct.
Go on.
So Friday night, I was supposed to be teaching this week.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of day two, I got a call that was like, yep, we're shut down.
Yeah.
Until September 7th. And so I was like, great. That sucks ass. Cause I almost like cried.
Yeah.
That was, I told the kids, I said, I was like,
I don't want to go back to
I was like, God damn it. This means I have to go tell Rachel I can open up my availability again. Yeah. But then I was like, and then also means I do not get as much money. I was supposed to make $1,200 this week.
Yeah.
I made two.
Yeah.
Hundred.
Mm-hmm.
I was short $1,000.
Yeah.
This is a lot of money. But it's whatever. But like I was telling them, I was like I love you guys. Like I don't want kids. I never want kids. I call you guys my babies. And like it really sucks when I can't be around y'all. I was like, you guys fill whatever void it is that's in my life.
Yeah.
And they were like, what?
They're like, we have to go home. Can we use your phone to call our mom? Because they're not in high school with their own fucking phones. Yeah. We live in 1998, apparently, in my mind.
But no, they were like, oh, we love you. And I was like, I love you guys too. And then we all almost cried. It's fun. Anyways, so my schedule at work this week has been, I was, you know, a little bit shorter in hours. Yeah. And so then Caitlin Morris came in. I was like, well, you know, like I was technically only scheduled till 12 today and I stayed till 2. And then I was like, I'm going to spend the rest of the day with Caitlin.
Right.
Because I wasn't scheduled. My employee didn't come in.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. No one's like, it's fine.
Sure.
I don't got to govern anyone. So we're going, having a great old time. You know, we go to Fabled. I get me the next Harry Potter book afterwards. So
right. Okay.
I went ahead and bought Half-Blood Prince so I could be prepared and I didn't have to keep asking you.
Sure.
And I bought myself a real bookmark.
All right.
It's wooden and good. It says Mischief Managed.
Perfect.
I was like, I might as well get the Harry Potter one. I'm rereading the Harry Potter.
Reading. That's her nickname for him.
Yeah, he's just, you know, it's a good old HP Harry Potter series, though. But, and so, yeah, I got that one. They also had a White Tree of Gondor one. It's like wood burned in, you know. And okay. I was like, ooh, I want that. But they were $7 a piece. And I was also buying the book. And I was like,
yeah,
I probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, you are short this week.
Yeah, about $1,000. So,
and then the doll.
Oh, yeah. Then I bought an $80 doll on eBay. It was $80 after shipping. I placed a bid thinking someone would outbid me, and then they didn't. And then once you bid, it's like
you keep bringing up the shipping as if I think that's the bulk of what you spent.
It was $14.
Yeah, which means you still spent
$66
on a doll. Which I get it. Retail therapy. Ryan literally tried to get me out of the house to go do retail therapy the other day.
Wow, that's saying a lot for him. Yeah,
if you need any idea of how upset I was, Ryan was like, maybe you should go to Spice.
Yeah, because I told you to come to Spice. That's okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Jasmine with the New Black Collective.
And what's up? It's Davey R. from Change Waco.
Don't forget to subscribe to Stories of the Streets. Well, we'll be here every other week bringing you expert stories and also stories from local Wacoans.
Stories of the Streets is in association with the New Black Collective, Change Waco, and Rogue Media. Tell your friends, tell your family, shout out to the streets. Tune in as much as y'all can.
Anyways... Yeah, bought that doll. Uh-huh. But Friday, you know, we are going out. We ended up at Torchy's.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah, because she's like, oh my God, like I have to get Torchy's while I'm in America. Because it's not in Korea.
Really?
Yeah, no, right? But at one point, it becomes about 10:30.
Uh-huh.
And Chris got off work at 10. Mm-hmm. And, well, he gets home around 10:20.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, are you coming home tonight? And I said, yes, baby. And then, you know, I like to send text messages in, like, several different text messages instead of one long paragraph.
Yeah.
So I put, yes, baby. And I put, we got kidnapped. And my phone was at, like, 3% at this point. So I was in the middle of typing, but we're almost done. I'll be home soon. And my phone
died. Your phone dies? Uh-huh.
So all he got was, yes, baby, we got kidnapped.
Uh-huh.
And then my phone dies. And we are not quite done with the conversation yet, but that was all he got.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. This is Corey
and Bryson
signing off. But before we do, we're saying, hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us by. Sorry, dude. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us at roguemedianetwork.com. Signing off, this is Corey.
And Bryson.
Saying have a totally rad day. Late.
We're going, and I'm like, okay, I really do need to go home. I have to be at work at 4 a.m. Like, I'm so tired. Caitlin and I are driving out to the McGregor area to go check on these cats.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just driving along. You know, we're about to the house, and Caitlin goes... your friend Malin just tagged me in something on her Instagram story. And she goes, I don't know her.
Yeah.
Like, Malin and I became friends after Caitlin left. And so she opens it and it says, if you know the whereabouts of this girl, and it was picture me, if you know the whereabouts of her, like, please contact me, contact the police, just tell someone, like, where she is. If you've seen her at all, she was last seen with this girl, and then put a picture of Caitlin, who then Caitlin was like, it looks like I kidnapped you.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, what? And like, so from driving, I was like, well, tell them we're fine. Because we're sitting
like,
here.
Well, she's like, no one's going to believe me. Yeah. I'm the kidnapper.
Yeah. And she was like, what if like someone had seen that and like thought that, you know, I was like kidnapping you. And anyways, so Caitlin's like, hey, we're okay. Caitlin's phone is just dead. Like, we're going to go check on the cats right now. And then she's going to be home. And then I guess Melinda was like, oh, okay. And then like took down the post and then put up something else. It was like, if you saw my previous message about Caitlin, like she's fine. It was just a big misunderstanding. So I was just like, okay. And I didn't really think much more of it. I was just like, that was weird. And you know, so then we're sitting
there. This seems like a lot, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's over now.
And I was like, obviously I was joking when I sent that message. Like, like if I got kidnapped, I wouldn't be able to. But then like, of course, in the event that I did have a split second to say that, I would. Like, if I was actually kidnapped. So,
here's my follow-up question, though. If you had been kidnapped, would you have responded,
yes, baby,
I'm coming home?
Right, exactly. Because then I was like, I put the yes, baby. Mm-hmm. And then, but, like, do not blame Chris at all. Mm-hmm. The last message he got from me was, we were kidnapped. Yeah,
sure.
So he was freaking out, obviously. Mm-hmm. He was very embarrassed and very upset. Like, obviously, because he was like, I was scared.
Yeah.
And he told me some stuff today that happened afterwards that he was like, there was people like acting weird. Like there's some sort of deal going down in our parking lot.
Oh.
And he wasn't afraid. Like he was afraid I got like human trafficked.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Sure.
And I told him like, if the tables were reversed, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we don't really think much more about it. We drive home. She gets in her car. She goes her separate way. Kiki has a bad yeast infection in her ears.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also had worms. So I had to take her to the vet on Wednesday. And we have been having to give her ear drops every day. She fucking hates it.
Yeah.
And like twice a day. And then two different kinds of ear drops. It's very, it's a lot. She is very grumpy at me.
Yeah.
But then she's also learned she gets a treat afterwards.
Yeah.
So then she gets it done and she goes, where is it? Starts following me around. I'm like, bitch, you don't always get a treat. God. But like, so we go through the process of like holding her down, getting the eardrops in her ears, everything. And then I'm like, okay, I really got to go to bed. It's like 12:30 at this, or like it's 12 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to go to sleep. And then all of a sudden I've been sleeping on the couch a lot lately. So I was sitting down on the couch to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, I see these lights shining through our window, a bunch of lights. And Chris goes, oh, they're here. And I said, who's here? And he goes, well, I called the cops. And I was like,
you didn't call in the cancel?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, I thought you were missing. And I was like, I understand, but I'm here. And also, Malin told you that we were fine. Like, why did we not call to cancel? So he goes and he answers the door. And there was possibly an actual kidnapping that happened in Waco that night, too. Uh-huh. So I was the second kidnap call. So they were, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
But he answers the door. He's like, it's a big misunderstanding. Like, she's here. She's fine. Like, I'm sorry to bother y'all. And they were like, well, we need to talk to her.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, in the event that he was involved or something.
Yeah.
So, of course, I get up and talking to them. And they were like, so what happened? And I was like, I was honestly just stupid. I used some very strong language, apparently. And it was just a whole bunch of weird little circumstances that happened to lead to us being unreachable, essentially. I said, I was kidnapped. Phone died. I was joking.
Yeah.
And had my follow-up message been sent, it would have been clear.
Yeah.
But it did not get sent. And then I was like, and my friend who is with me, her phone is Korean. She has a Korean phone right now. So you cannot contact her unless she's on Wi-Fi and it's through like Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Which we were a little bit confused. We were like, why didn't Malin message her?
Yeah.
But that's okay. They were like, okay, well, they're like, well, were you on Robinson Circle? Did you see a white Tahoe? And I was like, nope, I was in McGregor in my Prius.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, yeah, we got here. We saw that your car was here. We had touched it. And we were like, it's still warm. She's got to be nearby. And so this is like Sherlock Holmes shit. They're coming in, touching my car. And I was like, yeah, I'm inside the fucking house. Yeah. I'm home. At which point my friend.
I am nearby. I'm right here.
Yeah.
In front of you.
At this point, my phone was like, I plugged it in when I got home, but you know, it's been dead for 2 hours. So it takes a long time to come
right.
on. And obviously I was talking to the police, so I didn't like go check my phone. And they were like, we called your boss. And I was like, what? I was like, oh no, they woke Brittany up because I was like, I know she's asleep. The last message they sent to me before my phone died was, hey, we're going to bed. Let us know how the animals are.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, I know they're asleep. And I was like, oh no, they woke them up. And then they're like, yeah, her name's this. And it was owner of Spice.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not really my boss.
Yeah.
But they called her at midnight, like asking her like what car I drive, but they couldn't tell her what was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's freaking the fuck out.
Oh my God.
She then group messages Levin and Brittany and is like, I don't know what's going on, but the cops just called me about Caitlin. Something's
incredibly wrong.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know what it is. They were asking me what kind of car she drives. When's the last time I saw her? Like, she's like, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I like get done talking to the cops and I was like,
well, gotta go through my phone tree.
Yep. And I was like, I told the cops, I was like, well, sorry. And I said, I promise I won't use such strong jargon next time. And I said, good luck catching the real kidnapped girl. And they went, what? And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know how else to say it. Like, I hope you find her.
Now
like,
they think you're an imposter of yourself.
Yeah. I was just like, it was very awkward.
God.
Shut the door. Go back to my phone. I have cop friends. We've
uh-huh.
mentioned them before.
Uh-huh.
They were on patrol that night. They heard my name on the thing and like the whatever radio thing. And then it also shows that we are Facebook friends.
Right.
So they were, I guess that's how they contacted the owner of Spice was
yeah.
through my Facebook
yeah.
or something, seeing that I worked at Spice Village.
Yeah.
And
they probably don't know how it all works
yeah.
as far as being a
exactly.
bunch of different. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah.
So they didn't know, but I guess they started messaging her directly, my cop friend, being like, hey, what the hell? Like, do you know anything about this girl? What, like, it's, we see that you know each other. And so then she's Facebook messaging me, being like, oh my God, like, are you okay? I just heard what's going on. Please message me back. Like, and I got all these, of course, when my phone came back to life, like, you know, I had just sat down. And so I was getting all these missed calls and all these text messages and Facebook messages from her. And then
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I got to text, you know, the owner of Spice an apology right now, being like, I'm so sorry that they woke you up. And I like that I probably freaked you out and stuff. And so I messaged her and I was in the middle of it. And when Levin calls me and he goes, Caitlin, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm home. I'm on the couch right now. Like, I'm fine. Everything. It was just
yeah.
all this weird misunderstandings lined up to where I was a missing person
yeah.
for a night. And I was like, but I'm here. I'm safe. And like, it's just crazy. And then like, I had to tell him. And then I finally text Jennifer and she's like, okay, I'm just so glad you're okay. Talked to her the next day and she was like, I thought like Spice was getting robbed and then it was about you. And she was like, what the fuck? And then she was like, I couldn't sleep till 2 a.m. And I felt so bad. Because then Brittany also woke up at 4 a.m., read the text messages and was like, what the hell's going on with Caitlin? I was like freaking out. She saw that it was a misunderstanding by this point, but like didn't know the story.
Yeah.
And so by the time I get done telling everyone that I'm alive and safe and at home, it's 1 a.m. I have to be up
great
for work. And, you know, I had a little bit to drink, too.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't sleep and I have drank.
Yeah. You're not sobering up.
Nope. I feel terrible the next day. So I surprisingly did okay. At
yeah.
But I got home and I was like, I have. Oh, but then cop friends come in that morning.
Yeah.
And I was not planning on really telling this story. but then he shakes his finger at me and he goes. And then his wife comes in and she's like, oh, like, I'm just so glad you're okay.
Yeah.
And then they're kind of like, and Anthony and Ryan were overhearing parts of the conversation. And then as soon as they left, Anthony goes, do you have something you want to tell us? And I was like, so this is what happened. And I had to recount that entire story.
Oh, good God.
And it was wild. Then I go home and take a nap after that and go into work 2 hours late. And Brittany calls me and she goes, Caitlin, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, it's just, this is what happened. I'm sorry that it scared you. Like, it was just a huge misunderstanding. I was a missing person for a little bit. And it's all because I chose the words that I did. And my phone died. All these little things happened. And I was, they're trying to ping my phone.
Yeah.
Like, trying to find me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. Like, I'm partially... Fine.
I am partially offended that no one reached out to me.
I know, right? That's what I thought, too. I was like, Megan is closer. I mean, I understand that. I don't think Chris has your number.
Yeah.
Chris does have Malin's number.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. But she lives in Gatesville right now.
Yeah.
Like, so she's not nearby. She told me, she was like, Thomas and I got in the car. Like, we were about to drive to Waco and go down every single street until we found you. And
yeah.
Like, that's so sweet. And, like, then everyone's been like, well, at least you know you have so many people that care about you. And I was like, yeah, that
is
nice.
Yeah, this is kind of a shitty way to find out, but yeah. Sure.
I was like, I was fake missing.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, of course, like, I just felt bad because, like, of course, Chris was, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
And then he saw that, like, deal happening in the parking lot, too.
Yeah.
And he was like, are they, like, coming up to tie up a loose end? Like, he got his gun.
Yeah.
At one point because they were staring at him. They were just watching him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird. And so, I don't know. But. That was my week. Been a little bit,
That was just one night of your week.
That was one night of my week. The rest of it, Caitlin asked me yesterday, she was like, do you have dinner plans? And I said, no, but preference could not be as crazy as last night. And she goes, God, please, no. Like, I do not want that to happen again. And I was like, fair. So it was wild. So that's what happened.
Nice.
Fake missing. Cops called. I don't know why they also didn't reach out to my mother.
Yeah.
I'm so confused as to why.
The choices of the people.
That they contacted.
Yeah.
And they were asking owner Spice about my car, like what car I drove. And she was like, she just got a new car. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember exactly what it is. All I know is that it's new. And I was like, why did you not ask Chris, the person who called this in, what kind of car I drive? Or maybe they were just wanting a second opinion. Oh, probably actually. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. So it was just crazy. And he was, again, very embarrassed. And he was like, let's just not talk about it. And I was like, if the situation was reversed, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, if the last message I got from you is we were kidnapped. Yeah. He also doesn't joke like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it would be very serious.
And I think that's the other thing is that if he had called me, I would have been like, she's probably joking.
Yeah. And, but then maybe this would have been avoided.
Yeah.
No cops would have been called.
I would have just been like, she's kidding.
Half these people wouldn't have been shitting their pants thinking where I am. Because then a lot of people saw Malin's story, too, and responding to her. And they were like, oh, my God, like, I saw them together earlier this day. Like,
yeah.
But it was at, like, 5. Like, what? At one point, did she stop responding? And they were like.
But if he had called me, we would not have this wonderful episode.
That's true. Me getting kidnapped.
That's right.
That's the story of how I got kidnapped.
Well, there you go.
By myself.
Nice. Yeah. By yourself.
Yep.
So I think, in all honesty, we're going to cut this episode short.
Just leave it at that.
Yep.
That's how I got kidnapped.
Are we good with that?
How not to get kidnapped.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, no, that's fine by me.
Great. We do need to thank our patrons.
We have a new one.
We do. Jeffrey, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, you should know his name from whenever we called my ex.
That's right.
So
we
he's
appreciate
one of them.
It. Yeah. We have Brian and Amanda.
Yes, we do. Love them. We have Shelby.
Mm-hmm. We have Vanessa Seiss. I'm sorry, I got lost in my own thought.
We also have Brandon.
Yep.
Love. Oh, speaking of which, I actually do have one more thing I need to add.
Go ahead.
Well, and we also have Madison.
Yeah.
So those are our Patreon donors. Thank you so much. If you want to also join this fun club of stuff, you can give us your money. We'll make shit sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we appreciate y'all so much. And your undying support means the world to us.
Yes.
So thank you. But speaking of Shelby and then also Brandon, Hale messaged me.
Uh-huh.
And she said, this is the message. She says, it was at 1:36 a.m.
Okay, great.
She messaged me last night. She goes, I just got home from visiting my cousin. I decided to stop at Bucky's for gas and a nice treat. I was listening to your podcast, as I do. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's the nicest thing any friend could ever say to me.
Right.
But she goes, and I just got on 35 having a jolly time and almost died choking because Megan compared giving birth to an IUD. And she put, she put girl. She put, I'm on my second IUD. She goes, they don't stretch you downstairs out crazy for that.
No.
And she goes, and if she had one put in where they did, she needs to see a different gyno. She was looking out for you. She was like, oh my God.
No.
I was please go somewhere else.
They give you something to dilate you. Okay. That's all I was saying.
She was like, oh my God, I got to stop. Megan's vagina is getting mistreated.
Oh my God. No. I was just saying, like, they give you something to dilate you. It's not that painful whenever that happens. But it does, you do dilate a little bit.
I was like, at this point, I was blanking out. Yeah, because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I was
like, yeah. We were just talking about the stretchiness and the elasticity of it.
Blink.
And it's pretty elastic.
Scares
snaps
me.
Back snaps for the most
right
part.
Back. Comes right back.
Yeah.
That's from Pitch Perfect. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I quote that movie too much.
So that's great, though.
Yeah, so.
I love it.
Love that. Had to inform you of that.
Great.
I said, I'll update her.
Yeah. No.
But okay, good.
I am plenty happy with my gynecologist.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But as always, we're in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios, and Mike the God is producing this because he likes us sometimes.
Yeah. And then if you want to reach out to us, tell us about the time you became a missing person.
Yeah. Did you ever get kidnapped?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, what if they actually, if it's triggering
that.
For you, maybe don't.
Please don't. Yeah.
But did you ever get fake kidnapped? Did you run away? Sure. Tell us a fun runaway story. I'd
tell
be
us
down
anything.
For that.
You can shoot us an email
What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com.
I got lost in how we do these, apparently.
I don't know. I'm sorry. It was probably, I did it wrong.
You can also, you didn't. You can also reach out to us on Instagram.
Instagram at What's Your Excuse Podcast. That's no spaces, no apostrophes, none of that stuff. We are one big letter.
Right. And also, side note, the other person that produces us and edits us is Natalie.
Natalie.
And we want to thank her for not being offended whenever we yelled, who the fuck is Natalie last week.
She's going to be on the show sometime, though.
Yep. We are excited to have her on the show soon.
It's going to be fun. I don't know her. She seems like a cool kid.
Also,
cool
we're cat. Coming up on our 50th episode, and we would love
y'all
you
to
guys
bake us
to
a
give
cake.
Us, well, oh. I mean, no, I don't.
I want
trust
cake.
People.
Give me ice cream.
We would love if you had any ideas for what we can do for our 50th.
Tell us.
We probably won't get anything, but the other thing is Facebook. You can reach out to us on Facebook.
That's right. At What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because
we're not animals.
That's right. You can listen to us on Spotify.
Apple, iTunes.
Yep. I was like, what?
Apple Podcasts.
iTunes.
There we go. There we go.
Loop.
Apple Podcasts. That's
Apple
what
podcast.
I meant. Not iTunes, but you know what I'm talking about.
You can also find us on Google Podcasts.
Google Play.
Google Play. Is it Google Play?
Yeah.
Google something.
Google Play.
Google something. They got a lot of Googles.
Stitcher.
That's right. Stitcher. So. Listen to us there. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. We like fun reviews.
We do.
And five stars only.
Yep. So that's it.
Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
We obviously love y'all.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. We appreciate it. All 20 of you.
Yep. That's right. 27.
19 of those listens are me. Just kidding. I haven't listened to us in quite a while.
I was listening to us on my way here.
I had
I was listening to the one with Aaron.
I had I think my friend was listening to that one too.
Yeah.
My friend who ended up in Missouri with us, it was Michael Levin's friend, messaged me the other day and he was like, I'm driving and I'm listening to your podcast, and sent me a screenshot.
Aww.
And I was like, thank you so much. I just met you and you're already Aww. Better than half of my friends.
Also, real quick, I do want to thank everyone who reached out, did things for us this week, helped us out with dinners, Diet Cokes, anything. Brian and Amanda stopped by my house with 2 12-packs of Diet Cokes.
I never want to intrude, so I offered, but then I didn't want to show up unannounced.
No,
and
you're
freak
good.
You out.
You're good.
Am I allowed to show up unannounced? I just don't want to intrude and
No, now you are.
Because sometimes I'm when I'm very upset, 4th of July, we don't talk about that day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't call you
because
I knew
you knew
you
I would come over.
Up.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I called Anastasia because I knew that And not that she would be like, okay, like she obviously has she other priorities. Like,
do you need me to?
Yes, because she, and she did. And she asked that. And she was like, do you need me to come over? And I was like, no, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly didn't want to be seen in the state that I was in. But so like sometimes I don't want people there.
Yeah. No, you can.
I don't ever want to.
A lot of the reason we don't have people at our house was Mero.
Yeah.
And dealing with him, he was very hyper, jumped all over everyone.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
I loved when he jumped on me.
He loved too hard. Is what we always told people. So, but yeah, now if you want to come over, do it. It's fine.
I mean, text me.
Text me. But I won't come to the door.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's, I mean, yeah, we appreciate everyone. We had people mostly had like dinners delivered to us, had things delivered to us to help us not have to go to the store, not have to cook, all of that, you know.
Because it's very hard. You don't want to do anything.
Yeah, no. I didn't want to get off the couch. So, but we appreciate you guys listening.
We appreciate strong support group.
Yeah. We appreciate all of our friends who reached out, who helped us, all of it.
Good.
So, thank you.
We love you all.
Yep.
I love you too.
Yeah.
And I was not involved in that situation.
Yeah.
I love you too.
Yeah.
Thanks for reaching out. And thanks for actually showing up because I didn't know what my boundaries were.
No, you're fine. And I honestly, I promise you, I was not offended at all. My feelings were not hurt. I
just am never sure because
I know where your heart is at all times.
I am. And I'm like, if someone offers me stuff, I'm like, yeah. And then I will, of course, never accept it.
Yeah. Yep.
I will never say it.
Yep.
And then, but like, if they showed up, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
No one ever should. Unless I was in danger, like 4th of July, you would have showed up.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But.
we don't talk about the day and I've brought it up a lot. Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I always know where you were at as a friend and where your heart is at. So don't worry.
I love you so much.
Yeah. Don't worry. And I love you. So I said that very passive and very nonchalant.
I fucking love you, okay?
Like,
let's,
I love you.
What's in this
that's
goddamn
enough.
Thing? Bye.
Yeah, that's essentially where my mind is always at. It's like, I love you. Please don't make me be vulnerable.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that's it. Bye.
Bye. I love y'all.
See you fucking never.
No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I do.
This has been Rogue Media Network Podcast.